I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here. Lord, we are here. And we're ready.
Ready
to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church. Every single week, we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel by introducing you to members of our church staff and people from our community. It's a treat and a treasure. Per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Jesus in the highest, Hallie. How are you?
Oh, so blessed. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I'm feeling God's love.
So am I. I am really having a great time. I had a great week with my teens in Climax.
Oh, wonderful.
We had a non-elective laser removal of tattoos ceremony, which was really great.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome. Basically, what happens is parents who know that their teens have a secret tattoo can sign up, and one Sunday a month, I hire a guy who comes in with a laser removal tattoo device, and the parents, along with their teens who don't actually know they're being committed yet, sign up. And then in front of the whole congregation, they bring the teen up, they recommit them to Christ, have the tattoo laser removed. It's really, really great.
That sounds awesome.
Sometimes it's a little strange because the tattoos are in places where the teens have been hiding them. So in that case, we take them behind the screen. But it was just really blessed, Hallie.
And does it hurt? Do you got to hold them down?
Well, there is some restraint involved, but a lot of times we'll just blast the music.
That's nice.
And I think it's a great time for them to have second thoughts about the choices they've made. Because if you have to have a tattoo ripped off your skin by a laser, you're not probably going to do it again.
You could have a bar for them to hold on to, or maybe like a strip of leather for them to bite down on. I know I do that for my colonoscopies.
You bring leather to a colonoscopy?
Well, just to bite down on, like a nice leather belt, like one of my husband Lance Labonte's leather belts, I hold it, I flick it, how you double it up and then you can go toot toot and, pull it and make noises. You can bite it, you can try to hit the butthole doctor with it.
Hallie, anyway, this was my part of the opener, so I don't really want to get into all that. But we did that. It was really touching, really beautiful. And then what else is going on? I guess in my personal life, my friend Clay Mason Bannerman, have I mentioned it before?
Clay?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, I mean, he was great until he got a little big for his britches, Hallie.
Oh, is that right? What'd he do?
Well, you know, a few weeks ago, he went to Dane Cook's wedding.
Dane Cook?
Yeah.
Wow. How does he know him?
Well, he and Dane Cook used to work together, actually.
Wow.
At an injectable vitamins company.
Oh, injecting vitamins.
Injectable face vitamins. That's actually why Dane Cook's face looks like that.
Oh, yeah. good to know.
Yeah, they were friends, you know, before Dane got into comedy and sort of being the king of comedy. He and Clay used to work together. So they've stayed in touch over the years. But, you know, then Clay went to his wedding. I didn't go. Didn't want to go. Wasn't invited. And it was strange because, you know, he's hanging out with all these popular comics, all these very famous people. And now he comes back and I think he thinks he's like a bit too good for everybody around here.
By being in that celebrity culture.
Oh, I mean, Hallie, he was around like Aziz Ansari, all the funniest guys like Chris D'Elia, Louis C.K.
Awesome.
Or do you pronounce it Chick or something?
I
never really knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Bill Cosby was there. Anyway, it was just a very who's who of comedy. And I mean, I'm sure it was a nice event. He's got a beautiful new wife. It's really cool.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good for him.
And there's a little bit of an age gap there, but I don't think it's a big deal.
Oh, that's right. I heard about this. He started dating her when she was like 17, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
He married her, so it that cancels out anything about her being statutorily.
Well, nothing went down like that, Hallie.
Awesome.
I mean, she wore white.
Okay, great. Whew. Phew.
So, yeah, Clay's been a bit of a pill. And, yeah, otherwise, I think that's about it. How are you?
I've been really riding a Jesus high, to be honest with you, Clay.
You just call me Clay. I'm Gray, and I was talking about Clay.
Oh, my gosh. I got Clay, Gray, and Day. What am I going to do?
Might be because of my shirt.
Who are you? Okay, Gray. I've been on a Jesus high. That's probably why I'm messing up names, is because I've just got my eyes and my heart focused on him. And he's the lover of my soul, you know? And sometimes I even feel heart flutters, like a crush, you know, like when someone is new and exciting to you. I still got that for Jesus.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really cool. And I felt so blessed this weekend. Lead Pastor Steve devoted all of the services this weekend to talking about a really important issue that Christians need to be able to like speak into. And I don't watch the news and all the politics and all the Israel war and Palestine. I don't get into it because frankly it's really hard to understand. But Lead Pastor Steve was talking about why Christians and evangelicals specifically will always support Israel, and it's really important to know why.
Oh, is something going on in Israel?
It's in the news, but it's always been in the news.
Oh, really? And I haven't really seen anything about it. Nobody's been posting about it on social media.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to come to church to know what's happening in the world,
because
Lead Pastor Steve is so relevant that you really just, again, have to say, this is church, because you're really getting your world news. And he gave a great talk about how Christians have to blindly support Israel no matter what, forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, right.
And why we do that.
I mean, definitely. I 100% support Israel. I know you do.
Gotcha.
And I mean, why is pretty clear.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to explain it to everyone, Hallie. Or what did Steve say?
Well, it was awesome. He was talking about how until Israel is like fully established, the prophecy of Jesus coming back can't happen. So we're actually sitting here waiting for Jesus to return. Well, we can't do that because guess what kicks off the end times clock? Israel being, you know, something or other. And people are getting in the way of that. And so for the prophecies to be fulfilled and for Jesus to come back and for the end times clock to get kicked on, you know, we got to support Israel no matter what, all the time, forever and ever. Amen.
You know, that totally makes sense.
Yeah. I think so.
Me too.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, The scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Just like Jesus wants to tackle our hearts in the end zone of heaven, our guest today is a football player extraordinaire. It is my true pleasure to introduce DeLorean Borling. Welcome to the program, a major athlete. How you feeling today, DeLorean?
Hey, other than the severe injury, I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
Oh, we heard about that. Well, before we get into the whole backstory, tell us a little bit about how did you get injured? I know you are you're a freshman, a star recruit this year at Indiana Bible College for the football team.
Yeah, well, luckily for me, I'm a freshman right now, and I was supposed to come in. I was a highly recruited star. And
awesome.
Well, yeah, it's pretty awesome. But luckily for me, if you don't take more than, I think it's like 20% of snaps or something, they can still redshirt you. So came in to start the game as a quarterback, really be the savior of the team. And man, shoot dang, first play of the game, we did what I like to call parting of the sea, where I did a QB sneak up the middle, and I ended up tearing my Achilles.
Oh, no.
I saw the replay.
You did?
I did. And correct me if I'm wrong, it was actually sort of a late tackle, because I saw the play happened, and I don't know football because we don't really have it in Australia, but what happened? You actually kneeled down, and I saw you were giving thanks, and then the guy kind of ran you over.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. My lineman did a pretty good job parting that C, and then I got right up there to the first down marker, and I was so jived. I wanted to praise God for giving me such a good run, and this late hit by one of our division rivals over at Trinity Lutheran, and I don't want any kind of death threats towards him or anything. You know, it was not what I'd call a football move, but it happens in football.
And you cannot trust Lutherans.
Oh, I know. And what a shame that you weren't even really injured on the play. You were injured on your response to a good play, which is the God-honoring response, which is to get down, to take a knee,
right,
to show
the
world that, yes, and to show the world that, you know what, you're not taking the praise for the good thing you just did on the field. You're giving it to God.
Yeah, exactly. And what was unfortunate is that I tore my Achilles. You know, I actually was mildly concussed on the play as well, but that ended up not being as big of an issue, because head trauma isn't really what takes you out of the game.
Sure. Okay. Good, yeah.
What was crazy about that, though, is that while I was out with a mild concussion, they said when I woke up in the fourth quarter that I'd probably experienced what they call CTE.
Oh.
What's that stand for? Christian Teen Entertainment?
Christ Teaches Everyone.
You're awesome. Pretty good at that.
Oh, because Christian Teen Entertainment something I was a part of in the 80s. I mean, 90s. I mean, early 2000s.
What was that?
Christian Teen Entertainment. Anyway, what's CTE?
Well, Christ Teaches Everyone is exactly what God told me when I ended up blacking out between the first and fourth quarter.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was up there and he said, look, you're down, but you're not out.
Awesome.
This is not going to stop you from getting back out on that field.
Awesome.
And did it.
Golly, they had to take me out.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, I just want to say we are praying for your speedy recovery, because I just think it's so exciting. And you've come a long way from when I knew you as a Climax teen. I believe that was 2 years ago. DeLorean came in, and I don't like to name names, but at the time you had a little lady friend, Jennifer. And
Jennifer.
And Hallie.
Oh, Jennifer Tabernack?
Jennifer Tabernack.
Oh, and, I know her. Yeah, yeah.
Well, now she's Jennifer Borling because, and I, you know, I hope you're okay with me discussing this, but, you know, DeLorean was one of my teens who made the mistake
it grieves the heart of God.
Having sex before marriage. Yeah. And wouldn't you know it?
And that's why, can I just say, Greg, that's why I wear a black mark underneath my eye that says Exodus 22:16.
I love that.
That's cool.
Because as God says, if you sleep with a virgin and lie with her, all you have to do is pay the bridal price.
Uh-huh. And you did pay a fine price because, of course, she got pregnant.
Yep.
Oh.
And I just want to take us back, because what do you remember about that day? And I'm not talking about the day that you got pregnant. I'm saying
I remember a lot from that day. I'll tell you what.
Right. I'm talking about the conversation that you and I had when you told me and said, Jennifer is pregnant.
Well, my God. You know, I honestly don't remember that much about telling you that she got pregnant.
Okay, you know what?
I do remember having sex with her, though. Oh. That was pretty good.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, I guess, you know, what I'm remembering is I came to you actually in the parking lot because she told me she was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And I just said, we got to talk. And you said, about what? And I said, I think you know. And you said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, the bun in the oven. And you said, what's that? And I said, the bean in the can. And you said...
Yeah, it's funny, Gray. I can't remember having that conversation with you.
So I guess what I'd like to get into is the decision that we came upon together.
Oh.
You, me, and Jennifer.
Right.
In my office when I said, you've basically got two options, maybe three. One option is to get married.
Yeah.
And you have to.
Yeah.
So I guess it's technically not an option.
Yeah.
And then what to do with this little sausage in the tin.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you can either put it up for adoption or you can keep it. And what did you all decide?
Well, once it was clarified that we could keep having sex.
She's an adult now, just for listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, just to clarify, we're the same age. She's also she's also a freshman at Indiana Bible College.
Awesome. Two married freshmen with a baby? What is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
And
it's almost like three freshmen with a baby because we got our roommate, Jeremy Thompson, living with us. So.
Oh, that's like a sitcom.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be a great Christian sitcom?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yes, a young married couple.
Young married couple.
Brand new baby.
The roommate.
Yes, trying to get to the college bookstore to get your books in time for fall semester, and the baby's crying, and you know, you get to have this wonderful Christian married sex with your wife that pleases
God.
I
don't think you could show that on the sitcom, Hallie.
Oh, yeah, but
you
know, it'll be implied.
It would be inferred,
Yeah, actually, Jennifer and Shotgun are hiding out in Jeremy's room right now. He's out on a hike.
Oh, that's the name of your child, Shotgun.
Yeah, Shotgun. Because a lot of people think that God comes first before football, but that's just not the case with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it goes football, God, family.
Okay, well, I do want to just point out to the listeners, since this is an audio medium, I would say that football and God, you were kind of doing a hand motion where you're putting both hands at the same level. I guess.
Well, if I could equate them better, I'd probably put football, if you want to raise it up a little bit.
No, let's put that down. Let's just remember, DeLorean, that God is the one who gave you football and the ability to play football.
That's
so I think I need you to raise that one up a little bit, the God one.
It's really hard because I feel like my driving force in my faith is through football.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I'm converting a lot of these guys out on the field. Through football.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what, any football player who stops after a good play and gives the glory to God and lets the audience know, whether it's the audience in the stadium or the audience watching on TV, the football player who gets down on a knee and points toward the heaven and says that all the glory goes to God, he's given me all the abilities, it's actually God. It's actually Jesus Christ who made the touchdown, who made the successful play, who caught the ball in the end zone, who, you know, sacked the opposing team's QB. I mean, that's all God out there having a blast. As a physical specimen, as a beautiful athlete, DeLorean, you are Jesus with skin on. And Jesus is having a good old time with that pig skin while he's in your skin.
Oh, yeah, man. I just love it out there. I love playing with them balls. You know what I mean? And I'm telling them, now that I'm on the sidelines, I'm telling my guys, you got to get out there. You got to drill Jesus into their heart. And, you know, now that I'm on the sidelines, I can come up with little ideas, you know, like... Yeah, if my main receiver, Jerry Rice, scores a touchdown, I hit a Bible underneath the uprights there so he can pull out that Bible he can start reading as a celebration.
That is so cool.
Well, how are you even spending your time now that you can't be playing? Because I did notice you all have started a YouTube channel, which is very fun.
That's cool.
Glory with the Borlings.
Yeah, Glory with the Borlings. That's my Twitch stream where I talk about breakdowns of different plays and how they relate to faith and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. cool.
Oh, it's great.
Are you giving any parenting tips? How are you enjoying the being a new young parent? This is exactly what God intended.
Yeah, it's kind of hard with a baby because, you know, you can throw a baby like a football, but you can't really throw a football at a baby.
Oh, right. They don't have hand-eye coordination. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
And sometimes it gets you so riled up and angry that you just want to yell at them or something. You know, there's something going on there where I just get so frustrated being cooped up here with my wife and kid.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand that. And I think, I think something that you're going to have to do is just really double down, spend more time with the Word, spend more time with your wife, spend more time with Shotgun. And, you know, that will speed you toward a speedy recovery. And I think you're just going to have to really focus on him. It's mm-hmm. just like I told you in the parking lot. I don't think you remember for some reason, but I just said, you know, eyes on him, DeLorean, and he will show you the way.
Man, I cannot remember that.
How could you not remember that?
I bet it's the head injuries, DeLorean. When you spend so much time unconscious, blacked out with, concussions and whatnot, it might go to the memory part of your brain and cause a little, you know, trouble. But I wouldn't worry
about
it.
You really think so?
Yeah, it's America's pastime. And I don't think you should worry about it because it certainly wouldn't be America's pastime if it wasn't good for you. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more on that. I think the head trauma has actually just made me more aggressive, which has made me a better footballer.
Okay. See, God uses everything together for the good of those who love him, and I think that's awesome.
Well, you're not playing football right now, so what I'm saying is you got to remember all the things that I taught you in Climax, with the exception of the one thing that you clearly, for some reason, I'm not sure why you're so... Well, I'm not sure why your memory's so good when it came to the mess up, but not with the rebound or whatever you call it.
But at least he took your advice and got married when he got pregnant.
Right, but it's like somebody playing the fumble over and over in the mind, but forgetting the touchdown. And the touchdown was that you kept your baby and got married.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm glad that you're on the straight and narrow now, and you're doing everything that you need to be doing to be an upright, righteous man of faith. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Gray. Can I be honest with you guys?
Oh, sure.
Look, I don't know if I should be saying this or not. It's just when you're the star quarterback of a team, you get a lot of attention from ladies.
Would you say you're the star quarterback if you went out in the first play? Would we say that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm still getting enough attention. I don't know how you can't consider me a star.
Awesome.
What is that? What do you mean?
Oh no.
I'm getting a lot of attention from ladies in the crowd.
Oh, sure. Yep.
And fellas.
Oh, whoa. Uh-huh. They probably want to be like you.
Exactly. And football, just like faith, is a brotherhood. And you want to bring everyone together. And so it's not just the women's asses that I'm slapping and giving attaboys to. It's also the men, obviously, because as a football player, you gotta build that brotherhood just as much, you know?
Okay.
I can't go out and sacrifice my body the way I did if I'm not encouraging my teammates to build in our brotherhood and in our faith.
Well, the only thing you really have to remember, DeLorean, is the lesson that Gray taught you as a youngster. Now when you're an adult, all you have to remember is that when you get someone pregnant, you marry them. And you did that. And so, you know what?
You did the hard thing.
You've got it all going for you. And it's probably good that you're married now, because women will throw themselves at athletes. I know this to be true. You know, they really like that masculinity that you
that's
have
right.
out there.
But when you're married, it's like a shield. I mean, you're wearing that ring and it basically keeps them away. Am I right?
Yeah, you're exactly right in that. And that's why I usually take it off when I get on the football field.
I've heard married men say, and I believe it, that once you get married, you don't even notice if a woman is attractive or has a nice body or something alluring to you. You don't even notice because you're so happy to be married and to be having this wonderful Christian sex that's God honoring, you know, that pleases God. I've heard that men don't even really even notice women anymore, but
too.
I know they
and
notice
I think
you, DeLorean. Yeah.
Man, Jennifer looked so good that first time I saw her naked. And after she had shotgun, I'll tell you what, her entire body is just...
Well, it shreds you
down
there.
It's just not
the same. Yep, it really does. It absolutely shreds her down there between her legs. You know, it's almost like if you've ever, you know, been to a pork barbecue.
Hallie.
That is really what happens when a baby comes through there. It just destroys
it
down there.
Well, how is Jennifer doing, speaking of which? And I'm not
she's
calling
a witch?
Her, no, I'm not calling her a witch.
Oh,
Ellie.
Okay.
She doesn't really like living in the dorms with Jeremy. She kind of wants, since we're married and I'm not really playing, she'd like to go get a house and for me to actually get a degree or a job that can make some money outside of football. But, you know, I'm under scholarship, and in order to keep the scholarship, I'm going to have to live in the dorm in order to afford it. You know what I mean? Like, they give you a free dorm. I'm not going to pay rent somewhere else. Mm-hmm.
So what are you getting your degree in?
Oh, I'm getting it in kinesthesiology.
Kinesthesiology. Is that the thing where you like moving around?
Yeah. It's the one where you're moving around and then you put the person to sleep.
Okay.
So what is that used in?
Huh?
Why would you need a kinesthesiologist?
Baby. Oh, tons of stuff. Yeah, there's tons of stuff. But honestly, I haven't really. I just asked him, what's the thing that if for some reason, God forbid, this doesn't work out, what is the thing I should go into? And then they said kinesthesiology. And then after that, to be honest with you, Gray Hallie, I didn't look into it because there's nothing beyond football.
Well, I wish there was a kinesthesiologist around when you were in high school, because that was something you were doing, is moving around a lot in places where you shouldn't have been. And I said that when we had our talk where you finally relented and said, fine, I'll marry her and keep the baby, which I can't believe you don't remember. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was in high school, I fooled around a lot.
Yeah, see, it's really not worth going down this road because, I think I said this to you, DeLorean, it takes one time, one mistake.
Yeah.
And you can do all that other stuff many times, but the first time is the first mistake. And, you know, it's just like chewing up a sandwich and spitting it in someone's mouth.
Oh,
I can't remember you saying any of that, but I do remember, man.
Were you doing all this fooling around after we had the talk?
Oh, yeah, I kept fooling around for a while. In fact, I haven't stopped fooling around.
Oh.
Yeah.
At school? It's with other freshmen?
Freshmen, sophomores, juniors. To be honest, I come in and out of my faith a lot.
Oh.
And between not being able to be on that football field, I mean, I feel like my real calling is football. And without being able to play football.
Sounds like you're coming in and out of more than your faith.
And in and out in and out.
Right, Allie, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. But you know what, DeLorean? It's covered in the blood. And this is what Jesus was thinking about when he was hanging on the cross that day. He was thinking about you having this unprotected sex with people you're not married to.
Was it unprotected? Well, obviously the first time.
Well, you know, there have been a few times after a game where I hadn't taken my pads off yet. So if you call that protection, I'd say I was protected.
Have you done like a 23andMe just to make sure there's no other little shotguns running out there? Because it seems like you've been shotgunning it all over the place.
I don't want my DNA spread into the government's hands. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want them having my data and knowing about me. So absolutely not.
Yeah, especially with a Democrat in the White House.
Right. Well, DeLorean, it sounds like you're learning and we all fall short of the glory of God now and again. And it seems like you've definitely come up short a few times, especially in the end zone of life. And I would encourage you, now that you're a man and an adult, to own up to those responsibilities and those problems and just focus back on your home life. And by your home life, I mean your dorm room life, dorm life.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me, Gray. You trying to tell me I just focus on football anymore?
Yeah. Well, DeLorean, I just think, how does Jennifer feel about all this?
I have no idea how she feels about any of this. I don't even really like to talk to her.
And why is that? You like talking to her in high school?
No, I liked having sex with her, Gray.
Okay.
Well, maybe you should have more sex with her and less conversations with her. You know what I mean?
That bosom compares to anything. The only thing I've seen that I focus on as much as my center's butt, you know? Man, she just doesn't care about football.
Oh, well, that's on her. She really needs to take interest in her husband's interests. I will say, I'd be happy to talk to her if you would ever like me to mentor her about, you know, how to be a supportive, loving Christian wife. I'd be happy to. And you know what, DeLorean, I'm going to put you on the top of my prayer list. I'm going to pray for your marriage. I'm going to place it at the Heavenly Father's feet every single morning when I wake up and start going through my prayer list. And if there's anything else you want me to pray for, you just let me know.
Well, speedy recovery,
okay.
Or maybe that any of these other women aren't pregnant.
Oh, right.
What is Jennifer studying, or you know, what are her hopes and dreams after school?
Well, it's kind of hard between trying to take care of a baby, but I told her that she should do something, you know, better with her life, but she's studying chemical engineering.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so it sounds like she's got
smarty pants.
At least that in a corner.
Yeah.
I don't see how that could make any money. Where's she going to end up there?
I just think that playing football at a Division IV Christian school, while impressive, is also, there is a time limit on that. And I just want you to remember that you've got to, you know, if it can ease... What was it called again?
Kinesthesiology.
What, you know, you might find a job doing that. I'm not sure where, but maybe you could also pay attention a little bit to what she's doing and not just the things that you did in the past with her.
Man, I can't understand any of the stuff she's studying, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I've heard that too, that if the woman makes more money in the relationship, it forces the husband
there.
To cheat. And if the woman is more intelligent or gets better grades or whatever, it just forces the husband to cheat.
Because it's always like she's trying to one-up me and play quarterback of the family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
she's
maybe, better at cleaning, she's better at cooking, she's better at building stuff, she's better at changing the oil on the car.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
well,
so she
can have a car on
she's
campus.
Emasculating you. And so I feel like you're out there waggling your bean because she's, you know, not being a good Christian wife. I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to reach out to her, DeLorean.
Well, you better be careful because there's going to be another tic-tac in the tic-tac jar if you're not careful.
A tic-tac in the tic-tac jar?
There's going to be another tissue in the bin or a ghost in the toilet or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, a ghost in the toilet.
Man, I'm just throwing up a Hail Mary here hoping for anything to change.
Well, since we know that the Lord is going to heal and recover you to your full strength, what are you looking forward to next season?
Oh, man, I am so looking forward to just getting back out on that field with my brothers. You know, trying to spread the gospel and the word of God, throwing up Hail Marys and crosses, trying to really be the savior of the team.
Ooh.
I want to get back into the Garden of Eden, or
yes.
As I like to call the end zone, you know?
Yes.
And really touch in base again with my faith. I want to encourage my brothers to give some of these other guys Christ Teaches Everyone, CTE, you know?
Yes.
Really drill it in there, because
yes.
I feel like my effects off the field aren't as great as my effects on the field.
Ooh.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I would just like to remind you, if history is any reminder, that you've been in dark places before.
Yeah.
Like when you came to me, when you got your high school girlfriend pregnant and came to me asking me, what should I do? What should I do? And you're crying and crying. And I was saying, well, here are your choices. And then I really spoke the word to you like any good youth pastor would. And look, now you're on a new and more righteous path. And, you know, just remember
that. Man, I don't remember that dark place you're talking
about,
Gray.
How do you not remember that?
What I do remember were those NFL regulation size
balls
underneath Jennifer's shirt.
We don't need that.
DeLorean Borling was played by the outstanding Jacob Sorling. Follow him at Jacob Sorling.
I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.